Have you ever been so caught up in the flow of an activity, so immersed in it, that time just seems to disappear, and that you lose yourself in the activity and everything just seems to kind of just flow like that? Athletes sometimes talk about that. When they're in a game and everything just seems to be flowing and they don't even have to think or plan ahead, their body just seems to do everything it needs to do, and it's almost as if they're watching themselves play the game. Same thing with artists and writers and musicians. They get so caught up in their art that it seems like the art almost takes over and does it for them because they're in the flow. Sort of like the principle of the Tao. You might have heard of the Chinese philosophy, Tao. It's the idea that there's an energy in the universe that's like water. And if you can get into the flow of this energy, then everything will go smoothly for you. And if you fight against it, then you're going to struggle all your life. Well, it's something like that, I think, that Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Whoever knows me will know the Father. In other words, Jesus has found this flow of the universe. He's found this energy that is flowing through everything. And he has the life of God in him. And so if you know Jesus intimately, then you too can share in that energy of God that is in Jesus. The same idea can be found in the prologue to John, the very first chapter and the very first verses of the Gospel of John. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. What came into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. So it's that life, it's that light that's flowing through everything, that it's God working in us, that Jesus has found, and we can find it in Jesus too. I am the way and the truth and the life. Some people like to use this passage to argue that Christianity is the only valid religion, and no other religion is any good because Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. But I don't think it's that kind of language. It's not argumentative language, it's poetic language. You can't argue from this. It's not about doctrine. The Gospel of John was written by the beloved disciple. We hear about him throughout the Gospel. It's the disciple named John who was closest to Jesus. And it was written very late in the writing of the Bible, much later than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the Gospel of John seems to have been written by John as he meditated on the life of Jesus through the course of his life. And as he got older, he thought about the life of Jesus. And this gospel is sort of the fruit of all that reflection. The setting for this particular passage is the Last Supper. It's Jesus' last night on earth. He knows he's going to die on the next day. And so he's saying goodbye to his disciples. They don't quite get it, but he's telling them goodbye. He's saying, I'm going away. Where I'm going, you cannot come. But you will come and be with me, and you know the way. And good old Thomas says, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. If you follow me, you will know the way. If you get that flow of the universe that I have, the life of God that is in me, then you will know the way. and it leads to eternal life. Much of the Gospel of John, I think, is poetry. It's not written on a literal level, but it's written on a poetic level. You know, some of our greatest heroes of the Anglican Church are poets, not so much theologians. And one of our great poets is a person named George Herbert. He wrote a poem that is in our hymnal. It's been put to music. It's hymn 487. We're going to sing it during communion. George Herbert was born in 1593 to a wealthy family, and he was sort of expected to go into politics, which he did. Didn't work out so well. So he became ordained and became a priest. And he was assigned to a small country church in a rural area. And he was the priest there for many years. And he wrote he wrote a lot. One of the books he wrote was called The Country Parson. And it's about the pastoral life and the prayer life of a priest in a small village. And it has come to sort of define what it means to be an Episcopal church or an Anglican church. That idea that everyone within the parish is in the care of the parish. He also wrote a number of poems, and the poem that he wrote for hymn 487 is a meditation on our passage today. It goes like this. Come my way, my truth, my life. Such a life as giveth breath. Such a truth as endeth strife. Such a life as killeth death. In other words, it's a meditation on the gospel passage. He makes the gospel passage his own. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. George Herbert says, come my way, my truth, and my life. He makes it personal. In the next two stanzas of the poem, he uses other words to replace way, truth, and life. He says, come my light, my feast, my strength. Come my joy, my love, my feast. Those are words that he's using for Jesus. And it's his heart song asking for Jesus to be the way, the truth, and the life for him. So I wonder if we were to write that poem, what words would we use to fill in the blank? Come my blank. Come my friend, my companion, my partner in the dance. Come my path, my ambition, my passion. Come my life's energy, my participation in the universe, my pulse of life. I don't think Jesus came to start a religion. He came to invite us into life, true life, abundant life, the life of God. That's what he's inviting us into. This life that he has is the heartbeat of the universe, the life of God. Come my way, my truth, my life. Amen.